big economic news is the announcement from Governor David Ige and House Speaker Scott Sike that Hawaii is on Japan's safe travel list. For months, the state has been working to reach an agreement on a travel bubble to allow some visitors between our shores. We reached out to the Honolulu Marathon's Jim Barahal for what the news may mean for the December road race.
It's good news that at some point we will be able to get visitors from Japan. Certainly with the situation right now with COVID, both in the United States and to a lesser extent in Japan, I wouldn't expect to see a huge surge of visitors right away. But this certainly opens the door in a very responsible manner to begin the process of reestablishing the big part of our economy, which is tourism related, and particularly tourists from Japan.
And I think the big thing is confidence. We've seen with other things like SARS, you know, and 9/11, right? It took a while before people could say, okay, I'm good with traveling.
Right. This is an early step. As expected, it requires a PCR test, in order to come into Hawaii. This is a very accurate test. It's considered the gold standard at this point, and it looks like they'll be testing on both ends for Japanese visitors. I think it's a vote of confidence in Hawaii and the way that the people of Hawaii have handled COVID to this point, and I expect that we'll continue to do so. For the marathon, we're certainly a long way. It's 4.5 months, but it's a long way from saying we're going to have a Honolulu Marathon in December, but it's a good first step, and we continue to plan in the hopes that the situation on December 13th will look a lot better than it does now. And with the resumption of safe tourism, that we'll be able to find a way to put this event on, which is a very important event economically for Hawaii. And I think in this situation would be a very important psychological boost to show that life is getting back to normal in some ways.
There are different races that have been canceled. You know, the Ironman was the latest, the Century Bike Ride. Everybody's looking at, you know, virtual events. Can you talk about some of the things that you're looking at?
Our race director, J.J. Johnson, who's really a world-class race director, has put together a very robust plan for the Honolulu Marathon in conjunction with input from other people on our team, which really covers everything involved with the event from the time people pick up their race packet to getting to the starting line to the way the start will be orchestrated, to things along the course such as aid station, actually looking at the course itself to try to avoid areas of extreme congestion, and looking at the finish line, the finisher shirt, the finisher medal. Pretty much everything that you could think of in the Honolulu Marathon has been evaluated, reevaluated, and is part of a plan which would make the race, quite frankly, look a lot different, but we think safe and doable if the situation as we move more towards December begins to improve. The marathon, which historically has 25,000 people on the course, is not going to be that big this year, even if it were to be held. Given that the entries are down, we haven't really actively been soliciting entries. And even with the resumption of some tourism from Japan, the numbers will not even come close to approximating what people are used to when they think of the Honolulu Marathon. That being said, if it were to happen, it would still be a lot of people. Our plan at this point is to provide fluid for the participants without involving the large-scale aid stations that we have used in the past, so there'll be little to no human contact at the aid stations. We do have a plan. We will be testing it in the next 3 weeks, and we are confident at this point that we can provide fluid for thousands of people in a new way.
What about the virtual aspect of some of these races that we are hearing about?
Well, a virtual race is a way of bringing a community together in a non-physical manner. It enables people to get a finisher shirt, to get a medal, and to do an event. In this case, it would be the Honolulu Marathon remotely, essentially, by uploading their performance, their confirmation that they completed the distance on a GPS, and creating a database and, in effect, having a virtual Honolulu Marathon. That is something we are looking at. We do plan on having that in conjunction, we hope, with the physical race. If there's not a physical race, then the Honolulu Marathon will be a virtual race only this year. We think it'll be fun. We think it'll connect people. As I say, get them that medal and that shirt. But long term, of course, we want to have this race on Hawaiian soil and get back to the aloha spirit and what makes the Honolulu Marathon unique and special for people all over the world.
Are you hearing anything from your elite runners?
Well, we are hearing a lot from our elite runners and from the agents and coaches. And unfortunately, at this point, although we're optimistic, we're realists. And it's very difficult at this point for us to make a commitment to any elite or professional runner, given the uncertainty over COVID and what's going to happen in December. So that's a very difficult situation. We are planning to have the race every day. We work on it. Every week we meet with our Japan team via Zoom. But we're optimistic, we're hopeful, and we're working hard. But we're also realistic. We also live in Hawaii. personally, as a physician, I'm very involved in the COVID situation in terms of testing, evaluating, and treating, and especially in the area of telemedicine. So we have to be realistic. We're members of the community. The only thing that really matters is that the community is as safe as it can be, and we're hopeful that that will include having a Honolulu Marathon in December. But again, it's difficult to make these kinds of commitments, both to individual athletes and also the financial commitment that that would involve. We have $150,000 in prize money at the marathon, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that this year. As I said, the marathon will be smaller. It'll look a lot different. So every part of it has to be reevaluated.
You were looking at some of the big races, Berlin, Toronto. I think Berlin was canceled.
New York, Chicago. Every one of them has been canceled at this point. The only one left that has not been canceled is London. That's in October. It's going to be a tough one. I am hearing that it's more likely that London will be an elite-only professional race run around the park. I'm assuming that means the park near Buckingham Palace. I don't know that for a fact. London has huge charity component. They have the top professional field in the world, the best athletes, television contracts. So I think when we look at London at this point, I think we might be looking at more like an NBA or Major League Baseball type situation in which it's more of a professional-only event and not having the masses of people out there. I just read the recommendations from the British Track Federation and the guidelines for a mass race to be staged, and they're quite restrictive. Properly so, but it would be difficult to put on a race, I think, with those restrictions. The other issue that we deal with here as far as the major races, our insurance comes from USA Track and Field, and that's why I mentioned the British Track Federation, because even if everything fell into place for us and it was deemed safe by everybody to put on the event, we also would have to convince or would have to have the support of United States Track and Field to get insurance. And I'm not really looking at that situation that carefully right now, because I think we're a long way away from crunch time on that one. But the insurance issue, I think, is going to be real. Honestly, if the situation with COVID is the way it is now, I don't think we're going to have a Honolulu Marathon. But that being said, things have changed a lot week by week. As I said earlier, COVID time is different. A day is a week is a month is a year. So I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not ready to say what things are going to look like in December. So we're going to keep plugging along and getting ready and doing the right thing for our event and for the community. Cross our fingers and hope that news of a travel bubble. And I know some people aren't going to like this. I know some people in Hawaii don't want any tourism. They don't want anybody coming here. And I understand that sentiment. This is a very scary thing. People are very afraid. So some people aren't going to be happy. But I think we have to start to reopen Hawaii carefully. Baby steps, and I think Japan is clearly the ideal market to begin to do that. So I applaud Governor Ige on his decision. I know he's acting responsibly, and we'll take this as a good first step.
All right. Okay, well, thanks so much, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was Jim Barahal of the Honolulu Marathon talking about the news that Hawaii is one of 12 places that Japan is considering to resume international travel, though no date has been announced.